And I ask them also, what do you need to explain to your partner about your female nature that's very basic to you, yet you suspect so different from the way he experiences the world as a man? I've done my best to summarize these basics about who women are, why we're that way, and what we want men to know about loving us. So I want to talk about two characteristics, the ones I believe are essential to understand in order to truly understand women. So much of why women do what we do, feel what we feel, and say what we say has its source in these two truths. They are, number one, women put love first, and two, women are creators. So let's talk about these two qualities. First, let's focus on number one. Women put love first. What does this mean? Well, a few months ago, a male friend I hadn't heard from in a while called to tell me he was in a new relationship with a woman he'd been seeing for 6 months. Brian had dated a lot in his life, but never really been serious with anybody, so this was great news. I asked him how it was going, and he said things were good, but he had some concerns about his girlfriend. What kind of concerns, I asked him. Well, he said, Lori is really terrific, sweet, and affectionate, but I'm kind of worried that something is wrong with her, like maybe she has psychological problems. That's why I'm calling you, to get your feedback. Well, I asked him, tell me what she does that makes you think she has psychological problems. To begin with, he said, she says she thinks about me all the time. She calls me during the day just to say she misses me. She plans special things for us to do weeks in advance, and she always wants to talk about us and how well we get along. Then, Brian continued, last week, she told me that our relationship is the most important thing in her life. And what do you conclude from all this? I asked him, trying to hide the fact that I was smiling on the other end of the phone. Well, he said, if she's so focused on me like that, I think she obviously must be neurotic and insecure. No, dear, I said to my friend with a chuckle, she must be a woman in love. My friend Brian's a good guy, but he's a guy. He didn't have a lot of experience being in long-term relationships, and the way Lori was loving him seemed strange to him, even unhealthy, because he didn't understand the first secret about who women are. The world of women is a world of love. To love, to be devoted, to cherish intimate relationships is our nature. Women put love first. When I say this, I don't mean that we choose to make love and relationships a priority. These things just are a priority in our awareness. We don't choose to have our heart focused on the man we love. It just is. Here's an easy and visual way to understand the way women feel about love and relationships, and I call it the love pie. Visualize two circles, like pies, one representing a man's consciousness and the other representing a woman's consciousness. Now imagine a tiny slice cut out in each circle, like a piece of the pie, maybe 1/10 of the whole. In the man's circle, the small slice is the percentage of his awareness he focuses on love and intimate relationships, and everything outside the slice, the other 9/10, is his awareness focused on his work, his hobbies, his projects, etc. In the woman's circle, however, it's exactly the opposite. The tiny slice of the pie is the focus of her awareness on work and hobbies and projects, and all the rest of the pie is the focus of her awareness on love and family life and relationships. Okay, this is probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but you get my point. Whenever I draw the love pie for my seminar attendees, it evokes peals of laughter from both sexes. Why? Because instinctively, we all know it's true. And as we'll see, it explains so many of the issues that become problems between men and women. Now, here's an important distinction to remember. The love pie doesn't symbolize how we divide our time or how many hours we spend on love. It depicts where our awareness is focused on the inside, no matter what we're doing on the outside.